Alexander Suzdalev has joined us up here in the our broadcast location. A little bit disappointing. I wish we could have you up here after a win, but unfortunately that's not the case. Yeah. Your thoughts on why this happened the way it did tonight?
Kind of big dip, I think, in that period. And we let them have some pucks after our turnovers, and they scored after that. So then it was hard to get back in the game, so we can't let the turnovers happen.
For you, it looked like you were feeling it tonight. The goal you scored was a tremendous goal, being able to fight off a guy and get to the net and find a way to score. Tell me about your goal from your perspective.
No, just trying to do some hard stops and going from the corner, and then I saw the guy was he slipped off, so I got some room, and I was happy that he got in.
How tough is their goaltender? What do you guys have to do in order to beat him? Because he's capable of doing this all the time if you're not careful.
He's good for sure. Every game, every puck, he's battling, and he's so good. But I think with our net for presence, we just keep doing that, and lots of shots and lots of traffic, he will go in for sure.
Adam?
How important is a short memory? Don't just game to game, but especially in games where their first goal goes in, you can't think about kind of the first goal, and it kind of snowballs after that.
Our first goal or their first?
Their first goal, just the short memory you guys have to kind of throw that out.
We kind of need to think next shift all the time. A goal, it happens. Turnovers happen, but it's the things you do after that, you know.
And the messaging after the game, I mean, seems like, guys, you're a veteran team, so it doesn't feel like a lot has to be said in the room. Does it seem that way to you?
Sorry?
Does it seem like that to you, that not a lot has to be said after a game like that, where you guys all kind of know the areas to improve on?
I think so, yeah. You don't have to panic or something like that. It's a 7-game series. He's trying to focus on the second game now and make the best out of it.
How much do you lean on what you've experienced last year with Regina against the Blades in that series? Can you learn anything from off of that going into tomorrow night?
100%. Even though it was a 7-game series against Blades, but you learned a lot, and every game was tough one, and you just think next shift, and you can't just, there's some ups and downs for sure in the playoff series, but it's always next shift matters.
Alex, thank you so much for joining us. It's tough after a loss. Wish you all the best tomorrow night. Alexander Suzdalev of the Saskatoon Blades joining us here.